This podcast replay is brought to you by Moody's Dental, the implant and Invisalign experts. Take advantage of your insurance benefits for 2019 before the year runs out and they're all gone. Call 305-821-0231. Visit moodysdental.com.
We'll talk to Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post. You can follow him on Twitter at @RYDunleavy. And we will talk a little NFL with him.
We have Ryan for you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ryan, good afternoon, my man. How are you doing? Ryan, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, we got you, Ryan. Are you there, my man? You got me?
I got you. Hello?
All right. There we go, Ryan. All right. Good stuff. Appreciate you joining us. First of all,
sorry for the trouble.
It's all good, my brother. It's all good. Since you are in New York, how are they reacting now that the Jets had the other setback now this week against the Cincinnati Bengals? I'm wondering.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reaction is same old Jets. I mean, I hate that phrase, but I think that even the longtime Jets fans saw this coming. It was almost like beating the Raiders was a setup. You know, oh, maybe we're better than we thought we were. And then, oh, no, here's the next game is the Bengals. It's almost like the Jets would have been better off and their fans would have been better off facing the Patriots the week after the Raiders game and knowing, okay, well, a loss is coming. But that was almost like a cruel setup to win three in a row, get the winless team, then get the Dolphins and feel like a five-game winning streak was ahead. And if you know the Jets, that's just not how things work.
Are you believing the owner when he says that he will survive and he will be brought back next year?
Yes, I totally believe him. Because there's no reason to do it. You just have to look across the way at the Giants, who have a stable ownership group and have totally not done that. Have avoided. John Tisch actually was asked about it today for the first time at a March of Dimes event and did not support Pat Shurmur. Basically said, we'll have those conversations at the end of the season. So if you don't want to make those comments, you don't have to make those comments. There's plenty of ways to talk around it. So when Christopher Johnson goes out and says he's going to be back, I believe he's going to be back, especially when you win three straight right after that. It's what's good for the quarterback, and continuity is good for Sam Darnold right now.
Yeah, but they do have an out. If the brother does come back, then he
they do.
Huh?
They do.
Go ahead.
I think they do. You're right. They have an out. But I can't believe that Christopher Johnson would have done that without talking to Woody Johnson first. I can't believe that anybody would. He wouldn't have said, hey, I want to do this. And that Woody wouldn't have been like, yes, okay. I can't believe Woody will come back and change the mind. That would look incredibly dysfunctional.
Do you believe that Gase has the respect of his locker room?
I do, yeah. And I think it starts with Arnold. I think it starts with Bell. I think those guys, I think those guys have said it time and time again. And look, you got to be in the locker room to know. And I think that, yeah, that is not a locker room and look, it's coming at a time where they had won three in a row, Look, this setback is going to certainly raise some flags, but I think you can see a team that saw its coach get a vote of confidence and won three games in a row, including an upset. I think that team has much more confidence in its coach right now than the Giants do.
Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post joining us. You can follow him on Twitter at @RYDunleavy. The Patriots, my brother, that offense looked slow, old. It just didn't look like it had any explosion whatsoever. And, the numbers say it, too. They're not an explosive offense. Are we seeing, finally, the demise of the Patriots, or there's no way we should be talking about that at all?
No way. Fool me once, fool me twice, fool me 47 times. No way. I don't see it. Look, does that mean they're going to win the Super Bowl? What's the demise of the Patriots? They're still 10-2, right?
Yes.
Does that mean they're not going to get to the second round of the playoffs? That would be a demise. They're always in the second round of the playoffs. They're always in the AFC Championship game. You told me they lost the AFC Championship game 34-31 to the Ravens. I mean, to me, that's not the demise of the Patriots. They could have lost to the Chiefs last year if not for an offside call. I don't think we're talking about the demise of the Patriots. Do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl? They'd still be my pick. But if they don't, that's not the demise of the Patriots. The demise of the Patriots is when they come back down to earth. And to me, this is just the same thing we do every year. It's just a little later in the season. We do this in September every season. Oh, is this the year it falls apart? No, this is a great defense. It's a different Patriots team. A great defense that can't, that with offense that needs some help. But you know what? If I need help with my offense, I'll have Tom Brady run, help guys who are running crossing routes all day. I'll have him throw them open and rely on my defense. It'll be a nice change for the Patriots.
Yeah, and you know, when I'm looking at it, Ryan, and they're just going to have to play, you tell me if I'm wrong here, but I think they're just going to have to play a possession-controlled type offense where they run the ball a lot, they pass the ball to their running backs a lot, they have long drives, controlling the clock, controlling possessions of their opponents. I think that's kind of how they have to play because they've got the defense to do that. They've just got to kind of get that prodding offense to be that way, put together. And they can, and Brady's one of those guys that, you know, a lot of quarterbacks can't put together those 12, 14 play drives because they'll make mistakes. This is one of those dudes that has the patience to actually kill you slowly like that.
Correct. I think everything you said is exactly right. If I'm going to go on a long drive, I want Tom Brady to be the guy leading me on a long drive. And let's not forget, because he's had a quarterback, the greatest quarterback of all time for all these years, and, you know, some weapons who've come through on offense, you know, Edelman, and go back 10 years to Randy Moss, and some of the guys he's had on his offense, Wes Welker, and the Patriots have been an offensive team. Let's not forget Bill Belichick is maybe the greatest defensive mind of the last 40 years. So if you're telling me he has to win a game with defense, I fully believe he can win a game 9-7 if he needs to.
All right, Ryan, tell me, are you believing in the Ravens? One, Lamar's already proven me wrong, but I don't believe he will prove me wrong on the long term because I don't believe a quarterback can run 200 times a year and stay healthy. Unfortunately, I think we're going to have that situation where RG3 ran into Haloti Ngata and the rest is history. I think it's going to end up happening. So I'm wondering, how do you view this whole thing and this movement by the Ravens?
That's a great question, and I'll tell you the debate I've had with a bunch of other reporters. Would you rather 5 years of Lamar Jackson? Because I agree with you. I don't know if he can hold up. The comparison to me is Vic, not so much RG3, but Vic. But if you would rather have 5 years of Lamar Jackson playing at this level, maybe he wins you a Super Bowl, maybe he doesn't, but he's playing at an MVP level.
No doubt.
5 years like this before he, you know, he suffers a serious injury or has to change the way he plays as he gets older. 5 years or 10 years of an unknown promising guy like a Sam Darnold or a Daniel Jones or a
Matt Stafford,
guy who's going to Baker Mayfield.
Matt Stafford. Huh?
What'd you say?
A Matt Stafford type?
Yeah, a Matt Stafford type, a younger Matt Stafford type. What would you rather have? Because if you're telling me I get 5 years of Lamar versus Daniel Jones or Darnold is going to give me Matt Stafford's career, I'm going to take the 5 years of Lamar and bet that 1 year I can win a Super Bowl. I'm going to take the 5 years of superstardom versus the 10 years of just a good quarterback and hope that in those 5 years I can win a championship or two. Because that's really what it's all about, is can you win one or not? If you can't win one, then you're better off with the 10 years of really solid play than the 5 years of spectacular play. But I'll bet on Lamar and what they're doing right now. He's proven me. I covered college football when he was the biggest star in it, and I didn't think it was. You're right. He proved me wrong. I didn't think it was translatable to the NFL. I never thought he had to play receiver like some people did. I thought he could be an NFL quarterback, but I did not see MVP caliber play coming from him.
And now, I love the way you phrased it, Ryan, because if you do give me 5 years of health, then I'll take my chances, because I just told you that if you control the ball with the Patriots and the running game and all, which is what the Ravens are doing, they're controlling the clock, they're controlling the running game, they are manhandling you, they're wearing you out by the fourth quarter. You can easily win a championship in that fashion, but you got to guarantee me the 5 years of health. health. I don't know if this kid can stay healthy for 5 years. But the way you phrased it, I'm with you. I would take 5 years of Lamar if he can play this way and stay healthy. That would be an absolutely phenomenal get.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, the Patriots' way of doing things has worked because they have the greatest quarterback of all time and the best coach of all time. But you made a great point, Matthew Stafford. Like, I'm not going to guarantee you Jones or Darnold is going to have Matthew Stafford's career. They could be better. They could be worse. But if you're giving me 5 years of Lamar at this level or 10 years and Matthew Stafford's won what? One playoff? No, hasn't won a playoff game, right? Hasn't been to a playoff game. Hasn't won a playoff game. Has been to the playoffs 3 or 4 times. 9-7 was like the regular record under Jim Caldwell. To me, I'll take my chances with the spectacular. And if I have to draft another quarterback earlier than I normally would because Lamar Jackson's shelf life isn't as long because he gets beat up, well, then I'll do that. In 7 years, I'll draft another quarterback.
Ryan Dunleavy joining us from the New York Post. Follow him on Twitter at @RYDunleavy. Hey, Ryan, before I let you go, I'm not falling for it because I've seen plenty of it. I've seen the streaks, and that's who he is. Are you falling for the banana in the tailpipe in Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee?
No, I'm not falling for it. No. I think that Ryan Tannehill is what he is. He can start in the NFL. He's a starting NFL quarterback, just like I think Andy Dalton's a starting NFL quarterback. Do I think either one of those guys is leading you to a Super Bowl, is leading you deep into the playoffs, even with a good team around him? The Titans have a good team around him, a much better team than the Dolphins ever did, including when the Dolphins went to the playoffs that 1 year with Gates. But I don't see, eventually in the playoffs, your quarterback's probably going to have to win you a game. It's not going to be Tannehill. It's not going to be Dalton.
I'm with you there all the way. Follow him on Twitter at @RYDunleavy. Catch his work at the New York Post. Ryan, thank you for taking some time, my brother. When you come on down, we'll treat you to those donuts.
That sounds good. I'm in.
All right, brother. Be good. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Ryan Dunleavy, man. Good stuff there. We appreciate Ryan for joining us.